protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Advancing Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. It's the finale of a six-game series. The Lugs have won three of the first five, and they look for the series victory. At the home of the Whitecaps, LMCU Ballpark, coming your way from the western side of the Midden. Hello and welcome in. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson. Adam, the Lugnuts were looking for the series win yesterday. They didn't get it. They fell, and the score was 7-1. It was a game that was not close. So, time to go right back out and get it today behind Blaise Pontes.
Yeah, they need it. I mean, this is an opportunity that they had. They let one slip away on Thursday. They potentially could have won the first four games and won the series just like that. They didn't get it done. Walked off in a three-run ninth inning. And then yesterday, you give credit, West Michigan played their most complete game of the series. But got to get back to what you've been doing all week. Pitch it, hit it, defend it well. We'll see if the Nuts can do it. Blaise Pontes has struggled in starts this year, but his last couple of starts, he's looked so much better, and hopefully that continues today. And then you've got Mr. Z coming up after him. He's been clutch.
It's a rematch from Tuesday. Chen Junghao Zhuang started that game. Four scoreless innings, one hit, no walk, struck out three. Pontes then, 3 2/3 innings, only allowed one run, and the Lugnuts went on to win their easiest game of the series, 5-1. Austin Bergner was on the other side. He allowed one run in three innings in his minor league rehab. That was a Will Simpson home run, and this is going to impact the Lugnuts offense. Late scratch today, Adam, because Simpson is under the weather.
Well, you hate to see that because Will has punished the baseball here in West Michigan. But that's how it is. It's an opportunity for Danny Bautista Jr. and a couple other guys to step up. And again, if you can pitch it well, we know West Michigan has struggled offensively, so you may not need a ton of runs today, but we'll see what happens with no Will Simpson. That is certainly a loss for the Nuts.
You said a couple of other guys. Let me throw some names at you. Cameron Masterman yesterday, a triple after a double the day before. Johnny Butler's been all over the bases. Yesterday, he reached base two more times, and he flied out all the way to the wall in left field. Plus, Ryan Lasko yesterday, a couple of singles and a walk, reaching base three times. Am I hitting on the right guys, or you have other people in mind?
No, I think you're right. I think there's guys that can step up and come through for the Nuts. We've seen it this week. It's just a matter of who's going to deliver today. But this offense, it's been different guys. That is what has made this offense so difficult, the top two offense in the league all season long. So, honestly, it's great. You walk into each game and you don't know who is going to be the guy today, but there are nine capable guys are coming through.
We know who's been the guy recently for West Michigan. Max Clark, the DH, back at the top of their order. Let's give you the starting lineups, and let's begin with the home team. Clark leading off and DHing. Batting second, the left fielder Seth Stevenson. Hitting third, second baseman Kevin McGonigal. McGonigal and Clark are both 19 years of age. Then the cleanup hitter, the center fielder Roberto Campos. Hitting in the fifth spot, it's first baseman Luke Gold. Batting sixth, shortstop Jim Jarvis. Hitting seventh, the right fielder Patrick Lee. Batting eighth, the switch hitting third baseman Danny Soretti. Then hitting ninth to round off the order, it's Josh Crouch, the catcher. Clark Stevenson, McGonigal, Campos, Gold, Jarvis, Lee, Soretti, and Crouch. Who's your spotlight Whitecap?
Max Clark, stop the 19-year-old phenom. You win this game, you win this series. It's as simple as that. You got to keep the leadoff hitter off the base paths today.
Wait, is it that simple?
It is that simple, Jesse.
Okay, on the other side for the Nuts, Johnny Butler leads off in right field. Batting second, the center fielder Ryan Lasco. Heading third, the shortstop A. Uribiel Anales. Then the cleanup hitter Danny Batista Jr. at first base. Batting fifth, it's the third baseman Luke Mann. Heading sixth, DHing, it's Cameron Masterman. Batting seventh, switch hitting left fielder Sahib Valenzuela. Heading eighth, switch hitting catcher Cole Kahn. And Jose Escorche rounds off the order, batting ninth at second base. That's Butler, Lasco, Angeles, Batista Jr., Mann, Masterman, Valenzuela, Kahn, and Escorche to support Blaise Pontes against Austin Bergner, who's your spotlight lug nut.
Leaning Johnny Butler, but I'm going to give you Danny Bautista Jr. He's had a good series, five hits. He was quiet yesterday. He sits in that cleanup spot today, bounces down a spot with no Will Simpson. Let's see if Danny Bautista Jr. can have himself a big series finale.
We've said when the Lugnuts have played well in the series, like throughout the year, they might not have scored early, but they score late. Well, today you've got the problem of Bergner starting, and then the ace, Jaden Hamm, following him. Keep an eye on that. Let's go down to the field for our national anthem.
All right, let's play ball here on a sunny Sunday in West Michigan, the series finale here at LMCU Ballpark. It is sun-filled skies above, and the light blue is up there in the clouds, but also down on the field with West Michigan in the alternate light blues, jerseys and caps, lancing in the road blacks, and the gray caps with the black brims and the gray pants. Lugnuts come in 14-15, 46-48 overall. West Michigan 14-14, 45-49. Five games complete this week. Lansing has won three. West Michigan has won two. Who wins the sixth? We find out now with the voice, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
I cannot wait. Your West Michigan defense in the outfield in left, Seth Stevenson, in center, Roberto Campos, and in right field, Patrick Lee. They're all fast, but Max Clark DHing today, that hurts them somewhat. Around the infield, Luke Gold plays first. Kevin McGonigal moves from shortstop to second. Jim Jarvis plays shortstop, and Danny Ceretti is at third. The catcher is Josh Crouch, a defense that has committed 89 errors this year. And that brings us to the North Carolina Tar Heel on the mound in the Carolina Blue on this Sunday. It's Austin Bergner. We expect him for a short time, not a long time. Adam, what are the keys for the Nuts against Bergner?
Well, hope he's out of here quick, right? I mean, he's pretty good. He's been up at AA and AAA. A couple of starts this year. He's pitched against the Nuts. He's gone just five innings, given up only one run. It was a homer. So see if you can get to him, and then you got to try and attack Jaden Hamm as well. Two really good pitchers for West Michigan and good pitchers for Lansing as well. So this could be a speedy type of game and a low-scoring type of game.
The last time Jaden Hamm faced the Lugnuts, how long did that take?
Like an hour, basically,
yeah,
is what
basically,
it felt like.
Yeah. Hour, 44 minutes. Felt like it was even quicker than that. Top three hitters, Butler, Lasco, and Anales. Home plate umpire Christian Arguesa. On the bases umpire Nathan Hall. There have been major questions that have been raised about Arguesa's strike zone over the course of this series. It's been inconsistent. He's a young umpire, just coming in to the Midwest League following the All-Star game. We'll see how things go. Here we have that great North Carolina versus North Carolina State matchup to begin things. Arguez immediately insinuating himself there was something going on the mound with Bergner. That Arguez is saying he can't do that. He can't have that there. Well, now he went out and spoke to Bergner. And we're ready to rumble. Let's get things going. 2:03 p.m. Hands over the head, the leg kick and the pitch. Butler hits it high in the air out in a shallow left center, the shortstop Jarvis. And now he can't find it. And now he locates it and he makes the catch with the left fielder Stevenson charging right by. That's a Tennessee Volunteer attacking like a linebacker in behind the Crimson Tide shortstop. And Jim Jarvis not only put away the baseball but avoided the collision. One pitch and one gone. Now here's Ryan Lasko. Rutgers, Scarlet Knight. Righty to righty off the hesitation leg kick. And that's down and away. That is the longest hesitation I have ever seen for a leg kick. Austin Bergner, part flamingo. That left leg hung in the air and it stayed there. It's Olympic season. Full marks. Ball and offering. Fouled off at home plate.
I was about to say, the longest leg kick hold I've seen since Tuesday when that guy that started for West Michigan. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was Austin Bergner. Okay.
It was Austin Bergner. One ball, one strike. The man wearing number one. Here's the pitch. And the breaking ball misses inside. Two balls and a strike. Lasko yesterday, two singles, one walk. Currently hitting .226 through eight games with those five bases on balls. So reaching base 33% of the time. Black bat in hand, pitch on its way. Foul tipped for strike two. I feel like Bergner's formula is he shows you the hesitation leg kick early, and then that sets up the quick pitch. Be ready. Two balls, two strikes. Hands over the head, a step back. Here it comes. Line drive, right field. Lasko's got a base hit. Patrick Lee picks it up and gets it in. An opposite field one-out single for Ryan Lasko.
You got some first-inning runs for us, Jesse, because I think that might be just what the doctor ordered today after just a one-run performance yesterday and only six hits. Would love to see them get something early.
Aribiel Anales is the next man up. Lasko, a base-dealing threat, steps away from first, held on by Gold. One out, no score. Righty, righty. Bergner to Ruby. Long hold. Here it is. Breaking ball, outside corner, strike called. Curveball from Bergner. Anales leads the Lugnuts with a .279 batting average. And a one. Strike two called, right back to the curve. Adam, you said that's what the doctor ordered in terms of early offense, and you know where my mind goes. But will the prescription be there at the pharmacy for this offense?
I said Sunday afternoon it'd be ready.
The pitch, swing and a miss. He chased it, strike three. How about three straight hooks at Bergner fans Anales? So here's Danny Bautista Jr., who was scheduled to have today off, but he was the late fill-in for the ailing Will Simpson. Just a little ill today. So take a day off, Will. No score, two outs. Lasko at first. Right-hander to right-hander. Bergner's pitch. Line drive, base hit down the left field line. Lasko turns second. Over to pick it up, Seth Stevenson. Lasko for third, the throw in, the tag, he's safe, and Danny Bautista Jr. trailing, slides into second base with a double. It has gone pop out, single, strike out, double. Two runners are in scoring position for Luke Mann.
Tell you what, man, Danny Bautista Jr., get the late call, he steps up, wastes no time. He has been so clutch with two outs in this series. And you could argue after the great at-bats that this dude coming into the box had yesterday, this might be the best guy coming up to the plate for Lansing to try and strike here in the first inning.
Three at-bats yesterday for Luke Mann. A line drive rocket of a single into right center. And then twice he flied out to the wall in center. Max Clark catching those balls with his back resting against the padding. Mann batting left. No score. Batista Jr. at second. Lasco at third. Roddy Bergner readies. Here it is. Swing and a miss. High cheddar. Strike one. Ninth double of the year, by the way, for Batista Jr. Luke Mann, five doubles, one triple, four home runs for the Missouri Tiger. That resting on the shoulder, the pitch. And that missed. One ball, one strike. A little bit low from Bergner. Now we see his early offense on the docket. Men wearing number 13, drafted in the 14th round last year. The pitch. And that missed for ball two, once again below the knees.
Was it below the knees, though?
It was. It was absolutely below the knees. I agree with Christian Arguesa. You heard Arguesa say no. A 2-1 to Mann. Hitter's pitch. High for ball three. First base is open. Cameron Masterman is on deck as the Lugnuts once again have gone with the man followed by Masterman lineup philosophy. Great speed on the bags. The pitch. Pop foul back our way. Sailing over our heads. And the count is full. Left fielder Stevenson is walking out toward left center and getting deeper all the while. Center fielder Campos, medium depth out toward right center. Straight away Lee and right. Payoff pitch now from Bergner. Swing and a miss. Strike him out with a high fastball. It was above the zone. Mann chases. Two strikeouts for Bergner and a scoreless inning. A double and a single. Runners left at second and third. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. Lugnuts nothing. Whitecaps coming up against Blaise Pontes.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Austin Bergner strikes out Luke Mann to leave runners at second and third in the top half. And now Blaise Pontes out for the last of the first inning. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jaxa. Clayton Bell riding shotgun. Max Clark, Seth Stevenson, Kevin McGonigal coming up, so you're going to hear a cheer now. Here comes Max Clark, the Tigers' number one prospect, wrapping up his first week as a West Michigan Whitecap. Lugnuts defensively, Cole Kahn at catcher, Danny Batista Jr. at first, Jose Escorche at second, Aribiel Anales plays short, and Luke Manns at third. On the outfield, Saheed Valenzuela in left, Ryan Lasco in center, Johnny Butler in right. Right-handed Pontes to the left-handed hitting Clark. Here it is. And he takes a called strike across the outside corner. Backdoor breaking ball. Now we've seen Clark try to ambush Lugnuts pitchers early. The rock. The pitch. Down and away. Adam Clark has opened up 7-18 in four games with West Michigan. I'm sure in talking with you, you're thinking to yourself, why is he even still here, right? Contest is 1-1. Foul tipped out of the mitt of catcher Khan. Fastball at 90 miles an hour and right down the middle. Clark has struck out 5 times. He has not walked yet. There, we found a wart.
Yeah, I'm good. I've seen enough, man. He can go up to Erie.
1-2 coming in. Fouled back out of the screen. Got a Pontes fastball in on the hands. Nineteen years of age, out of Franklin, Indiana. Third overall pick last year, Tigers' number one prospect. The pitch. Clark takes inside. 2-2. Back to the slider. Blaze Pontes out of Hawaii. Drafted from the University of Hawaii. Lines and throws. A chopper pulled on the right side. Room service hop, Jose Escorche goes to first, and Clark is at number one. Now Seth Stevenson. There's a writer for Baseball America whose last name is spelled the exact same as Blaze, P-O-N-T-E-S, Jeff Ponce. And he was blowing up the West Michigan Whitecaps broadcaster, Dan Hastie, saying, you're clearly mispronouncing Blaze's last name. Here's the pitch. Stevenson takes a called strike. It's Portuguese. And so the conversation ensued. I checked in with Jeff. Blaze is 0-1. Head in the air down the left field line. Long run for Saheed Valenzuela. It falls untouched foul. Strike two. But Blaze pronounces his last name Pontes. Jeff pronounces it Ponce. And Jeff said that from here on out, he will now pronounce Blaze's first name as Blase, which I think gives us permission to pronounce Jeff's first name Gioff.
Hefe.
Well, Hunter Bro, also from Hawaii, with a French last name. Checked in with Hunter. We met his dad. Met French heritage, and then from New England. And talking to Jeff, it is that Portugal to New England to Hawaii, or France to New England to Hawaii. 0-2. Outside, barely. Ball one. It's the nautical travel. Stevenson hitting 235, game number 80 with West Michigan. Adam, hang tight. Stay right with me after this 1-2. Here's the pitch. He grounds foul left side. What is Seth Stevenson hitting in this series?
He's got one hit, Jesse.
Yeah. It was a two-run single yesterday. Then he was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. He has played in all of the games, and he has struggled. One out, nobody on, no score. Righty, righty. Crowds the plate. Pitch on its way. Fouled back our way. Just over my head. And then bouncing down with a high hop. Here it comes. And a man reaching out over a youngster. What a snag that was. Oh, man. Little boy grabbing the back of his head. Because that's where that ball was going if his dad hadn't gotten it. Stevenson takes. Strike three called on the outside corner. Pontes sets him down with a slide piece. And there's Blaze's first strikeout. Tell you what. So today is July the 28th. August is the last full month of the year, and then we've got a week into September. Lugnuts will be playing coincidentally here. It's been such a tough road for Blaze all year, and he's pitching his very best. Right now, he throws. Kevin McGonigal lays off. Ball one low. This is as it should be, right? You want to be playing your best ball of the season at the end of the season. Two outs and nobody on. A 1-0. McGonigal ropes it down the right side, but foul. Bouncing around to the corner and cleared out of there by Johnny Butler. Hunter had it up. Yeah, right up to a fan in a yellow shirt. One ball, one strike. Adam, do you think that you're broadcasting right now better than you ever have all year?
Yeah, I think so.
I concur. 19-year-old McGonigal batting left. The pitch. Up high. Two balls, one strike.
April, May, it's cold, you're rusty. You're not getting as many home runs to work on your home run call?
No. Well, not here. 2-1 pitch. Outside, ball three.
Let's not ignore the fact that that last pitch was absolutely in the strike zone, by the way.
I looked at the track man, the Hawkeye, and I thought, Christian Arguesa. Pontes is 3-1. Line foul left side. McGonigal through four games here in high A is just 2-for-15, but two walks, one strikeout. A ground out, a strikeout so far here in the first inning. No score. Payoff. Up and in. He is walked for a third time. And a two-out walk given out by Blaze.
He is happy he's able to walk down at first after that one. He had to dodge that thing.
I think it's lucky for McGonigal that he's only 5'10".
Yes. I also concur.
Held on by Danny Bautista Jr. He has not tried to steal yet. Here's the cleanup hitting. Roberto Campos, standing 6'3", 230 pounds. Power and speed. Righty-righty, no score. Floating in there, strike called outside corner. Curve from Blaze. Pontes, the sign, sets, throws, down and away. Campos' batting average is down to 265. Does have 16 doubles, 5 triples, and 6 homers. Yesterday had a two-hit game. 1-1 break even off the outside corner. It was one of his non-hits, though, that really grabbed attention. Campos broke a scoreless tie in the bottom of the fourth inning. He had a sacrifice foul fly that, Adam, I still marvel at remembering. Danny Bautista Jr. made a ridiculous catch-up down the right field line and then nearly threw to home for a double play. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Fastball by him away. 2-2. You would never say that Danny Bautista Jr. is, let's say, one of the top 2-3 defenders on the Lugnuts, and yet he's had some of the great web gems of the year. Break even. Down low, smothered by Khan. Full count. 0-0 in the first inning. The Lugnuts left runners at second and third in the top half. Wide caps of McGonigal at first here in the bottom half. Two outs.
Let's go slider outside corner here.
That would work for me. Signed by Khan. Sets up the target. Payoff. Fouled away down the right side. Looked like a fastball away. And a youngster with a glove on the left hand tried to dive up the grassy hill. Couldn't come up with it. Well, you ever see those highlights of guys playing center field in Houston back when they had a hill? Tough to go up the hill to catch a fly. 3-2 pitch on its way. Popped up out to center field. Easy for Ryan Lasko. Trotting forward. Makes the catch. Ending over. Scoreless frame. The walk to McGonigal is left at first. We're going to the second. 0-0. Lugnuts and the Whitecaps in the finale.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's 84 degrees in Comstock Park, Michigan, just north of Grand Rapids, very close to Lake Michigan. It's a warm one. Feels like it's 86 degrees. Partly cloudy skies above. The sky actually matches the color of the uniforms for the West Michigan Whitecaps who've taken the field. No score top of the second. Righty Austin Bergner against Masterman, Valenzuela, and Kahn. Righty Cameron Masterman. First pitch. At the knees, fastball called strike. Jesse Gobrick-Strassley here with Adam Jackson. Cam is DHing today, batting sixth in the order. Slightly open stance, bat resting on the shoulder. Hands over the head, tapping the rubber, Bergner throws. Check swing on appeal. Didn't go, so the bases umpire Hall up the right side. So that time, Adam, Austin Bergner went with the Texas two-step, just tapping away with that right foot at the pitching slab. Glove in front of him. Right hand ear to the glove. The sign. Hands over the head. Leg kick. Hezzy. The pitch. In there. Strike two called. I honestly feel like I could describe the Bergner mechanics each and every time. They wouldn't be the same. He's in front of Masterman 1-2. Cam had a triple. Scored the Lugs' only run yesterday. Quick pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball. Third strikeout for Bergner. One away in the second. Now Saheed Valenzuela, the switch-hitting left fielder, bats left. Third baseman Danny Ceretti is in toward the cut of the grass, off his line. Bergner's pitch. Broke it in across the inside corner. Strike one called. Seed opened up the year with Double A Midland. Was dropped down to High A Lansing when Henry Bolte got the call up. Hitting 194 through nine games with the Nuts. One out, no score. The pitch. Ripped right to the first baseman, Luke Gold. Snared it to his left. Two outs. Here's Cole Kahn. This whole game feels like there's a warm blanket hanging right over it, stifling the energy.
Uncomfortably warm. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yes, not a comfortable warm blanket. I'd agree. Here's the pitch to Cole Kahn. Hesitation, leg kick, and a ground ball foul right side.
I'll take a fan, Jess. You got one of those out there from Mother Nature?
I think that you've got more than one fan. You've got a lot of folks who love you.
I don't know who you've been talking to.
The Adam Jaxa fan club is strong. 0-0, top of the second. Bergner looks for a perfect frame. The switch hitting catcher Cole Kahn bats left. Bergner offers. And that's right in there for a called strike. At the knees, good off speed. A change of pace from Bergner. And with that, the third baseman Ceretti. The cat moving to 0-2. He's backed up deep into the shortstop hole. The pitch to Kahn. Off the big hesitation. Out of foul, straight back on a high fastball. The left leg kick came up. Then it came back down. Then it came right back up in the air again.
Man, just pitch the ball. Just freaking throw the ball home. Come on.
Why should he do that when he can showcase his dexterity? Shortstop Jarvis is right up the middle. Hands over the head. Here's the quick pitch. And a fly ball pushed foul up the left side.
And when you say quick pitch, you can just say, here's the pitch. You know, when he throws it normal.
Oh, yeah. When he steps back, the hands over the head, and suddenly the pitch comes in. That's quicker than usual.
It's like PKs in soccer. Jesse, I don't need this starter. Just get up there, kick the ball right, left, or down the middle, and let's see it.
You don't like that staggering hesitation?
It's just not for me.
No. Two outs, nobody on. Two-strike pitch. Fastball runs up and in.
I get it. Everybody's got to be different, but, you know, just pitch it.
See, my thinking is you could go the other way. As long as you're messing around with your mechanics, see how far you can push it. Five leg kicks. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Off speed to Cole Kahn away. Bergner strikes out two in a perfect second inning. He has fanned four through two scoreless innings. Through 1.5, the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps, no score.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
No score as of yet. Going to the bottom of the second inning. 5-6-7 batters for the West Michigan Whitecaps forthcoming. Taking on the Lugnuts right-hander, Blaise Pontes. Let's begin here with the first baseman, Luke Gold. Good as gold. Lugnuts, remember, had Ryan Gold several years back, the catcher. Righty-righty, the pitch. Inside and hit him. And Gold awarded first base. Hit by a pitch for the 12th time this year. Second among all batters on the Whitecaps behind only Seth Stevenson, 16 plunkings. And Blaise Pontes leads the Lugnuts with 8 batters struck by pitches. You know, the weird thing is, Pontes had not hit a batter in his professional career before joining Lansing to start up this year. Suddenly, those HBPs have come plentifully. Gold will steal the base. Here's Jim Jarvis. And Jarvis takes the breaking ball inside. Ball one. A left-handed hitting shortstop. Batting 209 through 38 games with 4 homers. Earlier this year, we saw him at the top of the order. Heard a lot about how much the Tigers love him. The pitch. Jarvis hits a fly ball out to left center field. Medium depth. Saheed Valenzuela over from left. Makes the catch, spins, gets it in. Back to first base goes Gold. One away. No score. Here's Patrick Lee in the bottom of the second. First trip up to the dish for the number 7 hitter right fielder. Did some deep stretching. Down to the home plate circle. Takes his time, composes his thoughts. Then into the right-hand batter's box, swinging the bat several times through the zone. Opens up the stance slightly. Knees bent. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Outside corner, strike one called from Blaze. Shadow zone. Started him with the slider. Lee is hitting 206 through 21 games. The pitch. Fly ball, deep center field. Back goes Ryan Lasko. He's at the warning track. He's at the wall jumping up. Lasko cannot make the catch. It's a home run. A 2-run homer for Patrick Lee. And the Whitecaps lead 2-0. Lasko nearly made a tremendous leaping catch right at the wall. He came down, he checked his glove, he realized he hadn't gotten it. The runner, Luke Gold, in front of Lee was going back to second, thinking that he had to turn all the way around. But Lasko just barely missing it. Just over the fence, Lee's second homer. Blaise Pontes allows his 8th home run of the year. Now he deals to Danny Cerretti. Up and away, ball one. Adam, earlier in the game, you said that early offense would be just what the doctor ordered. But the Lugnuts were stymied. Left 2nd and 3rd in the first inning. Whitecaps score first. The wind and the pitch. Low. 2 balls, no strikes.
I think that ball might have been in his mitt, and then when he hit the wall, it popped out, or it was very close. He felt the baseball. You could tell he felt the baseball out there.
Eric, it is, and that's outside. Three balls, no strikes on the switch hitting Soretti, batting left. Ryan Lasco is some kind of defensive center fielder. On the 3-0. Low for ball four. And Pontes is off kilter now. A hit batter, a flyout, a homer, a walk here in the second inning. After just a walk in the first. And a walk out to the mound by catcher Khan for a conversation. Patrick Lee has homered twice for West Michigan in 22 games, and both of those home runs have come against the Lugnuts. With one out, and Soretti at first base. Three steals, three times caught. It's Josh Crouch, the catcher. Righty to righty. Ripped down the left field line, but foul. Shout out to the right-hander Jack Anderson, standing in the West Michigan pen, signaling fair. It was not close, but good try.
This is a big point in this game right here. This is nervous moments right now. They're hitting the ball hard against Pontes, and the top of the order is sitting right on deck.
Here's the pitch, up and away. I would also argue that Blaze is erratic, right? That command is not on. The pitch, whacked foul down the right side. One ball, two strikes on Crouch. And Josh Crouch is hitting 184 this year. You look at this offense, right? Jim Jarvis batting sixth, 209 coming in. Patrick Lee batting seventh, 206. Danny Soretti hitting eighth, 191. And Josh Crouch batting ninth at 184. The pitch reaches out, lifts it to right field. Johnny Butler comes in a little, not all that far. Makes the catch, and back to first base goes Soretti. There's out number two.
That's big time. Good out, like you said. Crouch hasn't been great this year. You got to get him before you bring up Clark, who has been exceptional in this series.
Here's Max Clark. 0 for 1 with a ground out to second. Now 7 for 19 in his high A debut. Two-tone bat in his hand. Red barrel. 2-0 Whitecaps. Two outs. The pitch. Pontes darts him off with a called strike with a fastball.
Clark exits the park. I think that's got to be Dan Hasty's home run call. What do you think?
I think that's a little bit reserved for Dan.
Okay. That's fair.
0-1. Down and away. I think Dan does it bigger. I think Dan would say, the destiny of the Detroit Tigers has come to pass in West Michigan. There comes a 1-1. Up and away. He declared Max Magic the other night for Clark's two-run triple.
Clark with a little bark in that swing as he leaves the park. Not today, though, obviously.
Hitter's pitch. Fouled away left side. Two balls, two strikes. Up into the sweet level and off the reaching hand of a fan. Can you imagine telling all of your family and friends at work tomorrow, I dropped a Max Clark foul ball? That was me.
Clark hits the mark.
See, to my mind, you can go with Max a lot of different areas. Here's your Max facts. 2-2 with Soretti at first. Does he run? No. And Clark takes high. Ball three. Man from Indiana waiting on Pontes. Payoff pitch with two gone. Soretti runs. Clark swings and drives it out to left field. Down the line. Down for a base hit. One hopping the wall and hopping right over Valenzuela. Soretti rounds third. He comes in to score. Max Clark has the opposite field RBI double. And it's 3-0 West Michigan. Clark stays in the park.
And he doesn't just hit great after dark. Man, that kid's good.
Yeah. Second double, fifth RBI. The Lugnuts have seen maximum Max Clark during this series, and pitching coach Don Schulze is out for a visit. Worked the count against Pontes, then showed off the opposite field power. Seth Stevenson is coming up. It is really, Adam, when you freeze frame the games and the seasons for us and watching these Lugnuts, watching all of the opposition, there is that great feeling of being able to watch the future of Major League Baseball. I mean, when folks have asked me who's the best player I've ever seen take on the Lugnuts over the years, I generally answer, Mike Trout was pretty good, and I got to see him with Cedar Rapids. Clayton Kershaw pitched against the Lugnuts when he was a Great Lakes Loon. And you can keep on going with these great players on team after team over the years. Nick Castellanos coming up through West Michigan. The Lugnuts in particular, we have watched first. They built the Royals, the Cubs, the Blue Jays with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has now made four straight All-Star games. And now watch out for the Oakland A's, right? We can't wait to see Jacob Wilson get healthy again, but we've seen great talent come through. Whitecaps have a good one in Clark. Two outs for Seth Stevenson. Pickoff thrown to second base. The tag too late by Escorche pinching in from second. Safe the call. If that throw by Pontes is on the third base side, it leads Escorche into the tag. That might have been interesting. As it was, not close. Righty, righty. The pitch. Seth Stevenson takes a called strike. Adam, who would you answer as best non-Lugnut player that you have seen in the MWL? Pontes throws. A ground ball toward shortstop. Gloved by Anales. Throws to first. And the stretch at the bag by Bautista Jr. Stevenson is nipped. The side retired. You think that one over because I give you the call of the game.
Okay. Yeah, I know my answer.
Oh. Ooh, tease. Let's go to the third inning. Whitecaps score three in the bottom of the second. Two-run homer Lee. RBI double Max Clark. Clark left stranded. Here comes Adam Jackson with the call after this.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Hello there from West Michigan. A 3-0 lead for the Whitecaps as we come to the top of the third. Happy Sunday, July 28, 2024. Now it's got to get the offense going. Johnny Butler, Ryan Lasco, A. Arribio, Angeles. All after Jose Escorche, I should add. The nine hitter steps in, first pitch. And that is in there, strike one. Austin Bergner is out for a third inning of work. Holds the glove in front of his chest, diagonally standing. First base side of the slab. Throws. Slides it in there. Strike two. Gave up two hits in that first inning to Lasco and Bautista Jr. And that has been it. Nuts left them stranded at second and third, and now they are in a hole. trying to win this series today after failing to do so yesterday. The pitch, slider up in the zone, strike three, swing and a miss from Escuche. Five strikeouts for Bergner. One down. All right, Jesse, you want to know who my favorite player, or I shouldn't say favorite player, but the most talented player against the Nuts? I got a hitter, but I'm not going to say, because this man's been, he's not in Major League Baseball anymore for reasons that are not good. So I'm going to go pitcher, and I'm going to go Bobby Miller from the Dodgers. Johnny Butler stands in. The pitch, that's inside, ball one. I remember when he pitched, they were doing the innings limit, and he only threw an inning, maybe two, and it always left me wanting more. I liked his swagger.
He didn't break a sweat.
Pitch home. Sent up into the clouds, right field side. In comes Lee underneath of it. Still going a couple of steps to his right, makes the catch. Two outs. Look up the roster for the Bowling Green Hot Rods. You can find the player that I'm talking about if you desire to see the bat. All right, here comes Ryan Lasko. 3-0 Whitecaps, top three. Righty-righty matchup. Bergner kicks and throws. Drops it in there, strike one.
So fascinating to see the change in philosophy for the Dodgers. They've gone from Bobby Miller throwing one inning to Jackson Therese is now throwing seven innings for the Loons.
I like it, man. Hope to see all teams do that. The one pitch. Slider inside. Lasko bends out of the way. And a base hit to right center in his first at-bat. Nuts got to get some offense today. They are certainly missing Will Simpson, but a lot of capable guys in this order that can get the job done. But they've been stymied here the last couple of days. Just one run yesterday. And so far, haven't scored yet today. Only two innings in. Bergner with a 1-1 pitch. Swing and a late come through the zone there, and a hesitant one at that from Lasko. 1-2. The Nuts have done this twice in this series, though, where they've gotten behind and then ended up winning late against the bullpen of West Michigan. It's been a weakness for them, just as has it been for Lansing. 1-2. That's on the outside corner. Strike three. 90 miles an hour at the top and on the edge. Six strikeouts for Bergner. Nuts haven't been able to touch him much, so we will head to the bottom of the third. 3-0. Whitecaps.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am. And I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom three here in West Michigan. Another good crowd today. Check out the Whitecaps and the Lugnuts. Tigers affiliate against the A's affiliate. A couple of American League squads. One of them in Detroit, the other in Oakland, California. And today's game up here, just north of Grand Rapids in the state of Michigan. Three runs for the Whitecaps in that second inning. We'll see how Blaise Pontes does here in the third, beginning with Kevin McGonigal. The 19-year-old lefty waits. The righty throws. Slashed up in the air, third base side, floating foul. Man gives chase, and it pops down on the warning track area. Strike one. Well, as much as Max Clark has dazzled us, Clark 8 for 20, and he's had two doubles, a triple, and knocked in five. Kevin McGonigal has struggled. The pitch home. That's up and in. One ball, one strike. They both came in, the 19-year-olds, on Tuesday. McGonigal has had a few errors. He's 2 for 15 in the series. Couple runs. He has walked three times. A bouncing ball. Backhand pick by Bautista. Underhand toss. Leading Pontes to the bag. Stretches and steps on the pillow. One down. Nicely done by Danny Bautista Jr., who's having himself a nice game both defensively and at the plate. So still only the first week. A long time to go for McGonigal, who toured up for the Lakeland Flying Tigers in A-ball. But the Lugnuts have been able to contain him this week. Here's Roberto Campos, 3-0 Whitecaps, bottom three. The pitch slashed up in the air, and that is heading over to the bleacher seating, first base side. Campos fly down to center, and Ryan Lasko in his first at-bat. 0-1 pitch. Popped up, shallow right field. Under it is Butler coming to his right. Slowly moving, makes the catch. Two outs.
I love the little hop at the end.
Little bunny hop. A little shuffle in there too. Okay, here's Luke Gold. Whitecaps in front by three in the series finale. Pontes, the righty, comes home. Swing and a miss from the right-hander at the plate. He was hit by a pitch in the first pitch he saw from Pontes to open up the second. And a two-run shot from Lee. A walk to Cerretti. And the RBI double from Clark. Was the three runs coming in last inning against Pontes for West Michigan. Pitch home. On the ground over towards Mann at third. He's got it. Sets. Fires to first. Bautista's got it. Chest high grab. Great throw from Mann. One Luke gets another Luke out. And a 1-2-3 third. Much better looking right there for Pontes. Can the Nuts get the bats going? They trail by three as we're off to the fourth.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, we head to the top of the fourth inning. West Michigan in front, 3-0. Thanks so much for joining us. By the way, we can't wait to see you back at home. Day off tomorrow, and then Lansing will open up a six-game set with the Dayton Dragons at Jackson Field beginning on Tuesday. Night games outside of Wednesday and Sunday. So a day game on Wednesday. Get out of work, come to the ballpark. And then the Nuts, in a couple of weeks, will head up to Dow Diamond one final time here in 2024 to take on the Loon. So big opportunities here to gain some ground in the Eastern Division League standings. First pitch to Aribo Angeles. Swings through it. Strike one. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Just seems so important with about a month left to go that the Nuts start winning series and a golden opportunity this week. Pitch home. lashed out to center field. Hanging up, though, Campos underneath of it. Now goes back, and he makes it a catch on the run. That ball kind of took off. Good swing from Anjelez, but one down. Lugnuts come in a few games back of first place. Lake County is up there, but the Captains have already clinched, so wherever they finish, it doesn't matter. Somebody else will get that second half spot and take on the Captains in the first round of the playoffs in September. Here's Danny Bautista Jr., righty-righty, pitch home. Line drive out to left field, and that is just foul. Bautista Jr. was hunting a second double, maybe a triple. He has come ready to go after the scratch from Will Simpson, and he's been implemented into this game. He's doubled. He just had a great defensive play. And again, that was another rocket. 101 off the bat. Bergner trying to get through four innings here unscathed. He's got six strikeouts. Two of the hits, one has been allowed to this man, Bautista Jr. 0-1 pitch. Down low. One ball, one strike.
Adam, I want to get back into what you just said in terms of the Lugnuts' performances in these series and how crucial these are week to week.
1-1 pitch. On the ground. Shortstop Jarvis to his right. He can't quite get to it as it rolls into left field. Bautista Jr. turns. He's headed to second. Stevenson picks it up, throws it in late on a head first slide. Danny Bautista Jr. having himself a Sunday afternoon. A second double for Bautista Jr. This one a hustle double. And he is keeping the Nuts offense within range here.
Jim Jarvis is a fine defensive shortstop, but he overran it. He reached down for the ball, but it was a little bit behind his glove. And how about Danny reading double the entire way? When Kevin McGonigal came back to try to swipe in that tag, he caught him full in the face, too. It was not pretty, but man, it feels good.
Ninth and tenth doubles of the year for Bautista Jr. in this game. Here's Luke Mann. Big lead for Bautista Jr. The pitch. That's down low. Well, he went way out there. And then Bergner didn't even see him. And then Danny got back to the bag. But, I mean, his trackings are about 7-8 steps out away from second. Jarvis is closer to the bag at second to keep him there. Pitch home to the lefty, Luke Mann. Here it is. That's low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. 3-0. Whitecaps, top four. Yeah, it's in terms of the standings, the Lugnuts struggle to believe that they're going to make the playoffs just going 3-3 in these series the rest of the second half here. And you've got the opportunity this week. You win Tuesday and Wednesday against West Michigan. You're up two runs going into the ninth on Thursday. Blow it, give up three runs, lose. Come back, win Friday. And you've had two chances to win the series. They lost yesterday, down 3-0 today. Then you host Dayton. Then you go to Great Lakes. Fort Wayne comes back to Lansing. You finish the season here in West Michigan. You're playing all the Eastern Division teams. You've got to find a way to win these series to make up the ground and make a push for the playoffs. Hitter count. 2-0 pitch to Luke Mann. Swing and a miss. He chased it at the bottom of the zone. Ah, that did curl in there at the bottom. Strike one.
Let's start with Danny Bautista, though, because remember last year, July 2023 was when he cut fire. He hit .354 last year. He finished strong. He's trying to take the lead again today.
2-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Two balls, two strikes. He did, and there have been others, but collectively, the Lugnuts have not been in the playoffs since 2018. Since they turned into the A's affiliate in 2021, they really haven't sniffed the playoffs. Now, they did a little bit here in the first half this season. 2-2 pitch. That's fouled back. So can they make a run here in 2024? It certainly seems like with the offense and any potential help that maybe they get from Stockton or from the draft to close out the year, that they're going to have the talent to do it. It's just about finding that consistency and stacking wins together. 2-2 pitch here from Bergner with Bautista at second. Swing and a miss. Luke Mann chased it up for a second consecutive at bat. Two outs.
Something to keep an eye on. This is that time of year where guys start to get tired. The season stretches onward. You start to head into August, and we've got a lot of 80-degree temperature days, mid-80s ahead of us, where you need to find your energy amidst the heat.
It is truly a grind from April to September. The pitch, that's down low, ball one. Cameron Masterman trying to deliver a run. Lansing's got to get some sort of momentum in the form of a run here in this fourth inning to feel like they've got a chance. And they're not out of it. I mean, again, they've been comfortable coming from behind, but they just had a great shutdown inning from Pontes. Can you get back within a run or a couple of runs? Bautista Jr. is caught. He's heading to third. Throw goes to second to McGonigal. The throw down and tag out to Ciceretti at third from McGonigal. Bautista Jr. got caught. He tried to steal, and he gets picked off. So we head to the bottom of the fourth. Lansing trailing 3-0. Trivia time coming up when we return to LMCU Ballpark.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom fourth coming up here at LMCU Ballpark. Thanks for hanging out with us. 3 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone right on the dots. Jim Jarvis, Patrick Lee, Danny Ciceretti coming up 6, 7, and 8 against Blaise Pontes. Do you want to do some trivia in this fourth inning, Jesse?
I do, yes.
All right, man, I got you.
Okay.
Jim Jarvis, the Max Clark lookalike, or Max Clark, the Jim Jarvis lookalike, whichever you prefer. First pitch. That's a little bit elevated from Blaise Pontes. Ball one. Both have that long blonde hair that extends out beyond their batting helmet and their baseball caps. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball foul first base side. One ball, one strike. One of them is from Franklin, Indiana. The other is from San Diego, California. I don't mean to stereotype here, but Jarvis, the California native, this seems more on par and what you would expect from a Midwestern.
Does Max Clark surf?
Well, there's a bunch of lakes there in Indiana, I suppose. 1-1, lifted foul. Third base side, out of play, 1-2. Great locks of lettuce for both of them.
Yeah, I think Jim has a few less tattoos.
He sure does, but it'd be funny if he got the same tattoo as Max Clark on the right arm. That'd really throw people. 1-2. Down low. 3-0. Whitecaps are leading here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jarvis in the series, 3-for-13. Flied out to left. And Saheed Valenzuela in his first at bat. Pitch home. Pontes rocks it up and inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes as Jarvis raises his arms out of the way.
From the stories that we're hearing, the folks here in West Michigan have no idea who Max Clark is in relation to everybody else around the ballpark.
3-2 pitch. Bouncing ball off the plate, first base side. It's fair. Bautista Jr. grabs it before it goes foul, and his back foot was already basically on first base. Won't get easier than that for a three unassisted. One down. Here comes Patrick Lee. Now, how is this working today that we've got individuals standing right in front of the crowd mic, but there's no issue? Is that because you've turned it down?
I did turn it down a little, but still.
No crackling. How about that? Pitch home. That is strike one, but not called a strike. Top of the zone, not given there to Blaise Pontes. The 1-0. That's on the outside corner. Good pitch. Sliding in outside. One ball, one strike. Crowd mic is just evolving over this series. 1-1. There's a bouncing ball hit to the left of second, and it squirts through past the dive of Escorche last second. Wasn't going to get it in terms of being able to throw it anyway. So Lee is 2-for-2. Home run and a single in the seventh spot. Here comes Danny Cerretti.
That bat shattered right at the handle in the batter's box. It shattered immediately on contact, and a shard of it ended up in front of home plate, and the rest of it, and still some splinters all around the right-hand batter's box. It exploded.
The bat boy's hands are full as he finds all the scraps hanging out around the batter's box and home plate.
Yeah, don't get a splinter.
No, thank you. Okay, here's Danny Cerretti. 3-0 Whitecaps, bottom four. One on, one out. Pontes trying to get through four. We'll get into that trivia question right after this first pitch here. Cerretti walked in his first at-bat, scored the third run. The pitch, there goes Lee. It's in there, strike, no throw from Kahn. And I think Angeles maybe was a little late to the bag, potentially. There wasn't anybody there in time, is what it looked like. And just a great jump. Lee is so quick. So Whitecaps threatening again. Yo, one pitch. Popped up. Shallow left field. Angeles is sprinting out towards the line. In comes Valenzuela. It is Angeles. Oh, he drops the baseball after. Sahid is down. And they say no catch. So Lee to third. And Cerretti to second. And is Valenzuela okay? He's gathering up his... gathering his hat and his glove, and Craig Conklin's going to come out, and I don't disagree with this because that seemed like it was a potential catch, and then he tumbled into Valenzuela and popped out. So they're going to talk about it at least, but this comes into the, you know, part of the completing the catch type of thing, and it wasn't like it was on the transfer from glove to ball. And it did pop out there after the collision, but the two umpires are talking about it.
I am amazed that neither Sahid nor Arribil is hurt. That looked terrible immediately.
Yeah, they're both stretching things out. Valenzuela looking at his left leg. Angeles down on a knee. It is not a catch. It was a great grab, but then again on the collision when his glove tumbled down onto the grass, that's when the ball popped out. So that's the second time in this game where Lansing has had their hand on a baseball. The other was Lasko trying to rob Lee of the home run. It looked like he had his glove around the ball, but then it hit the wall and it popped over. Don Schulze now will head out there. So it is ruled a double for Cerretti. Things not going great for Lansing. That's a little pop that ends up working out for the Whitecaps and their day so far. In the meantime, though, trivia question. Yesterday, Shea Bangalieres hit his 20th home run of the year. So this is the second season that he has had 20 or more home runs. So your question, which A's catcher has the most 20 home run seasons in their history?
Ooh.
Which A's catcher has the most 20 or more home run seasons in their history? To give you a little hint, with the 20th home run yesterday from Shea Bangalieres, he is in second place now with two.
Interesting.
So it is not a deep list. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugNuts.com. We'll answer that in the bottom of the seventh. Infield in. Here's Josh Crouch. First pitch. Line drive out to right center field. Base hit. Patrick Lee scores. Soretti is held at third. The throw cut off by Bautista Jr. to the right of the mound from Butler. 4-0 Whitecaps. And now, after three straight hits, back to the top of the order for Max Clark.
That's the frustrating thing. So with the Soretti double, Arebiel is going to make that catch, but you have the collision, the miscommunication. Still, it's the 7, 8, 9 batters going single, double, single to lead to the bigger bats for West Michigan.
5 hits now for the Whitecaps. And you're teetering now on whether this is going to be a deficit that you can come back on, because it continues to grow. 4-0 now, still only one out. They're at the corners for Max Clark. Righty-lefty, Pontes throws. In there, a little too tight, ball one with the fastball.
This game has that bad feeling of reminding me of yesterday when the Lugnuts were truly never in it. 5 scoreless innings from Joe Miller, 7-1 Caps.
Need a double play in the worst way. The pitch, that drops down low, 2 balls, no strikes. Clark has by far been the most productive Whitecap this week in his first week at High A. 8-for-20, 3 runs scored, 2 doubles, a triple. He's knocked in 5. The pitch, that's down low, 3 balls, no strikes.
He's looking for that double play ball. He's trying to keep it low, but Clark is too disciplined.
And Max has not walked this week. But he's got a 3-0 count here. We've seen West Michigan, though, a few times swing at 3-0 this week. Pitch home. On the outside corner with the fastball. Strike one at the bottom of the zone.
Terrible call.
That actually wasn't, sir. It was right there at the bottom of the zone. Appreciate his sentiment, though.
Everybody's an umpire.
Soretti at third. Crouch at first. 4-0 Whitecaps. Bottom four. The pitch, outside, ball four. Clark has walked for the first time as a Whitecap, and the bases are loaded with one away.
I think it's interesting that Hunter Grove is the first man up in the bullpen. We've seen him usually at the back end of games.
Cole Kahn is heading out there. Does he get one more here? Because Stevenson has struggled, and then Kevin McGonigal. We'll see what they want to do here. Hunter Bro throwing. And Craig Conklin now, it looks like, might make the move. He's coming out. Glasses on top of Conklin's head. Manager in his second season for the Nuts. And he makes the point. And Hunter Bro into the game. That'll be it for Blaise Pontes. So the momentum comes to a halt in terms of Blaise's great starts the last couple of outings, including going back to Tuesday. Comes out of the pen there, but still, he pitched it pretty well. But kind of unraveled in that second inning, the 2-run homer from Patrick Lee. And then 3 straight hits, one of them just a little looper that was caught, and then it popped out. And right now, 4 runs given up by Pontes as Hunter Bro tries to keep it at that.
Top 6 batters in the Whitecaps order, Adam, have combined for 1 hit. But the bottom 3 hitters have combined for 4 hits and a walk and 6 plate appearances. And that's what spelled doom for him. So high school teammate to high school teammate.
The Island Boys. You said it, though. We don't typically see Hunter Bro this early. He's usually the guy in the back end of the 8th or the 9th trying to get the save. But the last time we saw him, he came in to try and get the final couple outs. And the Whitecaps walked him off on Thursday. It was 4-2. Junkins came in on that 9th inning there. He got one out. And then an HBP followed by a single. Then they went to Hunter Breaux, who got a strikeout, but then he gave up a two-run triple to Clark to tie the game. And then a couple of pitches later, he balked, and Max Clark came in, and that was how the game ended, a balk-off on Thursday. So, first time Hunter Breaux had blown a save this year. He comes in earlier here in the fourth inning with the bases loaded, one out, 4-0 Whitecaps, trying to get through Seth Stevenson and potentially Kevin McGonigal. Stevenson 1-for-20 in this series with 5 strikeouts. His 5th strikeout came in his first at bat against Pontes in the opening frame today. Righty, righty, first pitch home. Down low, ball one. Is there a potential double play here with Stevenson? They play double play depth in the infield. Back in the middle. The pitch popped up in the infield. First base side, Bautista Jr. comes waving in down the line, foul territory, halfway down the stripe. Makes the catch. Massive second out on weak contact for Hunter Breaux.
Adam, really, when Hunter Breaux has not been effective this year, it's been because of lack of command, which is entirely different from the Breaux that we saw last year. Didn't walk very many guys, didn't strike out very many guys, just got barreled. He has been using that fastball highly effectively.
All right, here's Kevin McGonigal. Pitch home. Way outside. That's been it. I mean, his fastball running up into the upper 90s, if he's had the command, they just have not been able to touch him. And it's only been a couple of outings where we've seen him lose that command. 1-0 pitch. Throws that in there. Boy, oh boy, that's at the bottom of the zone and not given to him. 2 balls, no strikes. Right there on the black at the bottom of the zone at the knees. And instead of 1-1, it's 2-0 with the bases loaded. Pitch home. That's fly back. 2-1.
You know what we're getting from the crowd, Mike, that we hadn't gotten before is we're hearing just how much Breaux exerts as he lets these pitches fly.
Sounds like a tennis match a little bit.
Yeah.
I still go back to Maria Sharapova against Serena Williams. The pitch. Down low. 3-1. Those were vocal matches that those two played against one another.
But Sharapova came up. People were saying, you're just running to distract your opponent. It was so loud.
Soretti at third. Crouch at second. Clark at first. 2 outs. 4-0. Whitecaps. Pitch home. And that's ball 4. 5-0 Whitecaps. Second walk today for Kevin McGonigal.
So let's talk about this next batter. Because to my mind, Roberto Campos is one of the biggest threats in this Whitecaps order to blow a game wide open. Breaux has to be really careful right now.
The pitch home to the righty. Lifted deep, left field. Forget about it. This ball is hammered off the scoreboard. A grand slam. Hunter Breaux needed to be careful, Jesse. He was not.
Could feel it coming. First pitch fastball to a hitter who knows exactly what to do with it. The hands are quick and the strength impressive.
And this ball game is over. A 6-run fourth inning, and it is 9-0 West Michigan. Just like that. Luke Gould, the ninth hitter, coming into the box here from the right side. Pitch home. That's on the inside corner, strike one.
One of the weird things they do here is they take so long because it's a hand-operated scoreboard. I was looking up there going, oh, it still says that the lug nuts are down 4-0.
Pitch home. Let's fly back. Well, Lansing had started to get better on the weekends. There was a moment this year where their weekend games, they just could not win on the weekends. It was so odd. 0-2. That's up high. 1 ball, 2 strikes. But Sundays are their best day. They're 10-7 on Sundays. It's the only day that they have double-figure wins. They do have 9 wins on Fridays, but they are just getting shellacked right now. Pitch home. That's down low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And again, from an outside perspective, you'll look at this and go, well, Lansing won 3, West Michigan won 3. That's fine. But it's a total missed opportunity if Lansing doesn't erase a 9-run deficit to win this game. The pitch. That's outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. I mean, they are up 3-1 in this series. Let one get away on Thursday or could have won the series by Friday and instead got hammered yesterday, and it has continued today. The pitch. That's up high, ball 4. I mean, outside of Danny Bautista's doubles today, there just has not been a lot of positive Lansing Lugnut plays so far. It's been all West Michigan.
And even then, he got himself picked off and caught stealing.
Mm-hmm. Pitch home. Fastball in there to Jim Jarvis. And it's not all Lansing. You got to give credit. West Michigan has come out here, and they've attacked. They've hit 2 home runs, 2-run shot, just the grand slam moments ago. 0-1. That's down low. 1 ball, 1 strike. But all of a sudden here, it's 9-0. And Bro's struggles continue this week in West Michigan. 1-1 pitch. On the ground, hard hit past the lunge from Bautista at first into right field. Around second, Gold is headed to third. They're at the corners with 2 outs. 100 off the bat there from Jarvis. The bottom of the order continues to rake.
Boy, have we seen all elements of the spectrum from Bro in his 3 appearances in this series. It looked so good in the opener. He was dominant through 1 1/3 innings. Then there was the walk-off where there was a strikeout, and then Max Clark got him, and then there was a buck called on him. And here today, this has gone the other way.
Don Schulze is out there on the hill to talk with Hunter Bro. This is extreme. It's very disappointing for the Nuts. Again, with how well that they have played this week, to have it potentially end like this. And again, it's, you know, there's a lot of games left, but at some point you got to show that you've got consistency, you've got ability to win these series. And Lansing is going to open the All-Star break losing 2 of 3 to the Loons at home, and the Loons have not been good this year. And then you come to West Michigan, and again you're up 3-1. And the one was such a stinger, and now on the weekend here with 2 chances to win the series, they are getting outscored 16-1. The pitch. That's down low to Patrick Lee as he is the 11th batter to come to the plate in this lengthy fourth inning.
It's going to get distracted from because yesterday they allowed 7. Today they've allowed 9.
The pitch. It's inside, 2-0.
But the offense has scored 1 run in 2 days over the weekend.
This is what we were fearful coming into this series, the offense, after they struggled against Great Lakes last week. And it's come here on the weekend. Pitch home. There goes Jarvis. No throw to second. Nobody getting over there. 3 balls, no strikes.
West Michigan is letting you know how they're still treating things. Jim Jarvis is not slowing down. They're looking for double digits.
You can't blame them. 3-0 pitch. That is outside, ball 4.
I think it's Garrett Irvin time.
Bases reloaded. We'll see if Conklin comes out. He does, onto the top step, and that's going to be it. Man, oh man. A fourth inning that has just gotten away from the Lugnuts. Pontes' line is finished. Three and a third innings, 5 hits, 7 runs, 3 walks, a strikeout. And so far, Hunter Bro exits with a third of an inning complete, two hits, two runs allowed, three walks, no strikeouts. Really, really tough week for Hunter Breaux. You feel for him, and again, that's just disappointing. There's nothing else you can say right now. Disappointing and a missed opportunity for Lansing here. Down by nine, and you still got to find a way out of this half inning. I mean, nine runs is a long way back, but you don't want to get laughed out of West Michigan here, as Garrett Irvin, the lefty, will come in to try and get the final out.
But there's dignity. And this is such a gigantic rivalry. The Lugnuts came in here to West Michigan. They won on Tuesday. They won on Wednesday. They had the folks here, quite frankly, questioning Clark and McGonigal. And they were up 4-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning on Thursday before they lost the game. But then they rebounded so well on Friday. So you're going, oh, three out of four games won by the Lugnuts. And looking around the ballpark, I see Lugnuts uniforms. I see Lugnuts fans here at LMCU Ballpark who made the trip, who are cheering on their nuts. But then yesterday was not competitive, and today has not been competitive.
Well, the other thing, too, this was a chance for payback. I mean, West Michigan came into Lansing at the end of June, and Lansing was up in that series 2-1 after three games, and West Michigan won three straight. They won 4-2, and then they did the same thing they've done here, Jesse. They hammered Lansing on the weekend. They won 10-3 back-to-back days. And yesterday, again, it wasn't a competitive game. They won 7-1, and this is a blowout today. It's 9-0.
Going to get more chances against the Whitecaps. 12 more games against West Michigan. Six in Lansing, then six right back here to close out the regular season.
Well, right now, just trying to get through this fourth inning. Six up on the board. Bases still loaded with Whitecaps. Here's Garrett Irvin, the lefty. First pitch. Line drive out to left center field. Dunks in over on Hillays. Gold scores. Jarvis right behind him. He scores. Into third slides Lee. Two-run single. Danny Ceretti. And the blowout fourth inning continues. 11-0. West Michigan.
That one was weird. That was hit like a wiffle ball. It went knuckling over on Hillays, and I don't think he knew what to do in terms of going back to his right or to his left. In the end, he was just caught flat-footed.
Yeah, it's not just one of those moments where bad luck right there. Just kind of a looper on Irvin. First pitch to Josh Crouch. Sprayed out to right field. This is foul. Strike one.
I think we're going to see a lot more of this. All right, first pitch swinging Ceretti. First pitch swinging Crouch. The rest of this game, we're going to see a lot of that early swing and a lot of strikes getting thrown on a hot Sunday.
Josh Crouch, the 13th batter in this fourth inning. Pitch home. Lined out to center field. Lasko coming in on the run, makes the catch. And he'll continue running to the dugout, as will all of the Nuts, as this game has been flipped on its head. An 8-run fourth inning that had 14 batters come to the plate. Make it 13, rather. Six hits, and the biggest one, a grand slam from Roberto Campos, as the Nuts go through Pontes, Breaux, and Irvin to finally get through the fourth. We're off to the fifth. Jesse Goldberg-Strasser back right after this.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strasler.
The fishbowl is in play as we go to the fifth inning from West Michigan. The Lugnuts are down 11-0 to West Michigan, 3 in the second and 8 in the fourth for the Whitecaps, who now turn to Jaden Hamm. Austin Bergner done after 4 innings. Bergner struck out 7 batters, allowed 3 hits, 2 of them Danny Bautista Jr. doubles. He did not walk a batter. Jaden Hamm, you can make an easy case. The best pitcher on this roster proper for West Michigan. Takes on Masterman, Valenzuela, and Kahn. Right-hander throws. Now the fastball right over the top, and they're at 92 miles an hour. The Hamm numbers, 97 strikeouts and 75 in the third innings, 2.51 ERA. Let's it fly. Down and away, 1 ball, 1 strike to Cam Masterman. Struck out in his only at-bat against Bergner. For Hamm, that fastball, high spin rate, gets a lot of swings and misses. And then, 1-1, that's in there, called strike. Nothing but fastballs. You gotta watch out for Hamm's hammer. That is an over-the-top 12-6 curveball. 1-2. There's the curve, but it's down low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Generally, fastballs at the top of the zone, and curveballs dropping into the zone or dropping below the zone. Hamm to Masterman. Swinging a foul back. Caught a piece. Because Bergner exited after fourth inning, Jaden Hamm is now in line to win this game. He's 3-3 this year, if you care about such a thing. He deals. Up and away. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamm was drafted by the Detroit Tigers last year in the 5th round. They think they got a steal. Payoff. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. High cheddar. And now Saheed Valenzuela. Back-to-back switch hitters here in the 5th inning. Valenzuela, like Cole Kahn behind him, batting left. 1 out, nobody on. 11-0 Whitecaps. And the pitch. Up high, ball 1. When the Lugnuts return to Michigan State Capitol on Tuesday, the Dayton Dragons will be there waiting for them. Dayton right now is hosting Fort Wayne. Here's the 1-0. Outside corner, strike called. And the eyes have been on Dayton because they lead the divisional standings. Dayton right now is in the playoff berth. Hamm to the plate. Valenzuela takes a called strike 2. Entering play today, Dayton at 17-12. Although they've lost their last 2 games to Fort Wayne, and Fort Wayne is the last place team in the East, Tin Caps are 11-18. So, the pitch. Valenzuela grounds it weakly to second. McGonigal fields, those to first. 2 outs. Next up, Cole Kahn. The Lugnuts down 11-0 in the 5th inning. Because of Dayton's loss yesterday, even with the Lugnuts' loss, the Lugnuts are only 3 games back of first place, and West Michigan is 2.5 games back. And right now, as we check the out-of-town scoreboard, trouble for Dayton. 2 outs for Kahn, 0-for-1 with the strikeout. The pitch, it's a high fly out to left center field. Roberto Campos, the man who hit the grand slam, makes the catch from center. And the side retired in order. In Dayton, Ohio, the Dragons led 5-0 after 3 innings. Fort Wayne has scored 6 unanswered. It's 6-5. Tin Caps going to the bottom of the 8th. So even if the Lugnuts lose, should Dayton lose, the Lugnuts would stay 3 games back. We're halfway to the house after that 3-up, 3-down 5th inning. The Lugnuts are trailing 11-0.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse. Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Trailing 11-0, the Lugnuts have number 11, Garrett Irvin, back on the mound for the bottom of the fifth inning. Top of the order for the Whitecaps, Clark Stevenson McGonigal. I've got bad news for you from Dayton, Ohio. Lefty-lefty, Irvin to Max Clark. Down low and away, ball one. The Dayton Dragons' Carter Lamb just hit a three-run double. And Dayton now leads Fort Wayne 8-6 in the bottom of the eighth inning. So, here's the pitch. Outside, two balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2. A ground out to second in the first inning. In the second inning, an RBI double. In the fourth, a walk and a run scored. And the teenager waits. And the pitch. Down and away. Three balls and no strikes. Garrett Irvin is treating him very, very carefully. Third pitcher to work today for the Lugnuts. There is action in the bullpen. Up into the plate. Outside corner, strike called. We were scheduled today to have the piggybackers place Pontes to start and then Chen Zhang Ao Chuang at some point. Well, Pontes 3 1/3 innings, and then Bro and Irvin finished the fourth. And now Chen Zhang Ao Chuang is warming up, and we expect him for the bottom of the sixth inning. So for Garrett Irvin, just get us through five. 3-1 pitch. Clark takes a cut. Strike two on the outside corner. Elsewhere in the Oakland A's organization, the AA Midland Rockhounds are underway. Ryan Welbas a double. He scored a run. Jordan Groshans is knocked in two. Here's the pitch. Fouled away left side. The Rockhounds are trailing San Antonio 4-3 right now. Henry Bolte hitting cleanup for the Rockhounds, but he's 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. Jack Perkins struck out 10 batters in 4 1/3 innings. What's up, Jack Perkins? There's the 3-2. Clark chops it right of the mound. To his right, grabbed by the second baseman, Escorcha, and the throw to first. Yes, Batista Jr. kept his foot on the bag. Not the best throw by Escorcha down the first base line, but Danny Batista Jr. is doing everything right now, and Clark is denied. One away in the home fifth inning. Here's Seth Stevenson. One out. West Michigan leading 11-0. Lefty to righty. Stevenson grounds to third base. Right to the backhand of Mann. Throws across. And Batista Jr. receives at number two.
What if we take one of those ones off the scoreboard?
I'd be fine with that.
Just make this a 1-0 game.
I mean, I don't think in the hand-operated scoreboard that there's enough width for double-digit numbers in the first place. It gets too skinny. There's the pitch to Kevin McGonigal. Fastball for a called strike in the outside corner. McGonigal has walked twice. One of those came with the bases loaded. He scored a run. He's grounded out to first. Lefty to lefty. Outside. 11-0 West Michigan.
Yeah, the box looks a little busy out there.
I think so, yeah. Two outs, nobody on. Irvin looking for the perfect frame. McGonigal lays off the breaking ball down and away. Two balls and a strike. An ugly sort of afternoon in Comstock Park, Michigan. Roberto Campos, a grand slam and an 8-run fourth. McGonigal hits a high fly out to right center. Johnny Butler over from right, called off by Lasco from center. Lasco the catch, heading over. How about a 1-2-3 frame for Irvin against the 1-2-3 hitters? And we're going to the sixth inning. We'll see Chen Zhang Ajuang for the bottom half of the sixth. Let's see if the Lugnuts offense can make any headway. And let's do some sixth inning slang when we return. Nuts down 11-0.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jose Escorche opens up the sixth inning. Escorche, Butler, and Lasco, 9-1-2 in the Lugnuts order. Here we go from LMCU Ballpark. Righty-righty, Jaden Hand throws. And Escorche fouls it away right side. 11-0, the Nuts are down. Sixth inning slang is coming up here. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Opens dance for Jose. The pitch, taking it, skipping in. Struck out swinging his first time up. The Lugnuts second baseman. He is only 22 out of Maracay, Venezuela. Red long sleeves underneath the road black uniform. Bat twirling. Ham throws. Did not chase it outside. They appealed the check swing, but it wasn't close. Denied. Two balls and a strike. Second baseman McGonagall, maybe a couple of steps to his right. The pitch. Foul tip for strike two. And the gigantic American flag on the even bigger flagpole just to the left of the center field batter's eye. It is rippling, blowing out to center field. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Right behind the home plate circle, the eyes of the angry wave. The angry wave painted on the green grass. All you see are those glaring eyes. And the white cap brown. The pitch, swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball away. Jaden Hamm, second strikeout. He's gone four up, four down since replacing Austin Bergner opening up the fifth inning.
A wave and a miss right there from Escorche.
That's right.
I want some ice cream, Jesse. I gotta cheer up here. I'm sad.
Let's get you some desserts.
Feel bad right now.
I can hook you up, man. They love us here. Here's Johnny Butler taking a called strike. Let's get Kim on the horn. Or, you know, I've got some folks down below in the stands. I know someone who would love to bring you up a dessert. 0-1 from Ham. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Your sixth inning slang today is Statue of Liberty. What is the Statue of Liberty on a baseball field? Not football. That refers to a specific play. 0-2. Butler takes and the curveball down and in.
Okay, I don't think I've heard this one before.
Okay. And let's get you some ice cream.
Mint chocolate chip?
Oh. 1-2 pitch. That breaks right into the zone. Strike three called. He dropped the hammer on him. Two outs, two strikeouts in the sixth inning.
You see, I just wanted to win this series, Jesse. Now I'm sad.
It ain't over till it's over, as Yogi Berra said. But he also once said, it gets late early out here.
So wise.
Here's Ryan Lasco. On the pitch, fouled off at home. Yogi also once said, when they asked him, do you want your pizza cut up into six slices or eight? He said, six slices, because I can't eat eight. The pitch. Vasco takes it inside. We have come to a fork in the road, and so we must take it. A 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two.
And what goes good with a fork in the road? Ice cream, people. Ice cream.
There's so many great Yogi-isms. The pitch. Vasco takes it outside. The thing to remember about Yogi Berra quotes, though, is, as Yogi once said, I didn't say everything I said. Two outs, nobody on. 11-0 West Michigan. A two-ball, two-strike pitch from Jaden Hamm. Vasco takes it outside.
A real trickster, that guy, Yogi Berra.
Yeah, he was intense. He could be very mean. He was a tremendous hitter, and they moved him toward the end of his career from catcher out to the outfield. Hall of Famer, but noted more for his quotes than anything else. A payoff. A ground ball bounced foul up the third base side because it went off his foot first. That hurts.
Yeah, that just does not feel good there for Mr. Lasko.
No. Stomping away at it. Trying to get that pain to leave. Austin Bergner, 7 strikeouts and 4 scoreless innings. Only 3 hits allowed, and Lasko had one of them. The very first, back in the first inning, a single. Now against Jaden Hamm. Payoff. Fly ball, left field. Stevenson started back. Now he waits. He makes the catch, and the Lugnuts go down in order. To the bottom of the 6th inning, 11-0 Whitecaps from LMCU Ballpark.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Got some ice cream ordered up for Adam. They might not have mint chocolate chip. They warned me. Did you have a second choice?
Nah, Jesse, it's all good, man.
Seeing if we can get some ice cream through Kim here to Adam in the broadcast booth.
Actually, Clayton has spoken up, and he says cookies and cream is the second option.
For you?
Yeah.
Okay, cookies and cream.
This is a tandem Clayton-Adam production.
You too. Do you need 2 spoons for your 1 bowl?
Here's
Roberto Campos against Chen Chung Aojuang dealing. And a fly ball off a broken bat out to left field. Saheed Valenzuela makes the catch. Welcome to the ballgame, Chen Chung Aojuang. 1 pitch, 1 gone. 11-0. Chuang and the Lugnuts trail the West Michigan Whitecaps. Campos had just flied out a grand slam a couple of innings ago. Hence, the need for a little bit of ice cream here in the broadcast booth. Here's Luke Gold. Righty to righty. A man from Taiwan. That's it fly. And he broke it in there, called strike with a curveball. Luke Gold from Boston Spa, New York. Boston College Eagle. Here's the pitch. Up high. Fastball from Duong at 94 miles an hour, which is good to see because It felt like the other day that Velo was a little bit down. When he's going great, he's going 95 and upwards. Pitch on its way. That's right in there. Called strike with a fastball. 1-2. Your sixth inning slang today is Statue of Liberty. And let's see if I can see a Statue of Liberty live in this game. There's a chance at him. One out, base is clear, 11-0 Whitecaps. Here's the kick and the pitch. Fouled straight back. Do you have any concept of what a Statue of Liberty could refer to?
Somebody standing still.
Yes. Clayton's wrong. You're right. Pitch on its way. Fly ball, left center field, diving down for a base hit in front of Ryan Lasko. Scoops it up, gets it in. Gold scooting around first, but hangs tight with a single.
Scoops. Nice.
I see where we're going with this ice cream. We're staying cool. You need to chill out a little.
He's talking to Clayton, folks.
Jim Jarvis is the batter.
Is it just anybody standing still or what?
No. Oh, it refers to, think about Ernie Harwell when a batter got called out on strike standing there like the house by the side of the road. Well, Statue of Liberty is a batter standing frozen as strike three rips past. Jim Jarvis bats left, first pitch. It bounces foul up the right side. So you're picturing the batter standing there like the Statue of Liberty and watching strike three. You say it to a batter, hey, don't stand like the Statue of Liberty.
So Seth Stevenson, the only one, literally, stood there looking.
That's
only
right.
Strikeout today.
Yeah. There's your sixth inning slang. Chuang deals. Outside. Ball and a strike on Jim Jarvis, the shortstop batting sixth, heading left. 1-for-3 with a single and a steal. Scored a run in the 8-run fourth inning. Batting in the sixth, one on, one out. The pitch. That's a called strike on the outside corner. Splitter from Zhuang. When Zhuang first joined the Lugnuts, he had a changeup, he had a slider. We have not seen either of those very much. Let's fly the 1-2. Rip foul up the right side, and hopping right into the Lugnuts' pen. Careful, everybody.
Uh-oh. Let's go! Oh, we love Kim, man.
Kim, you're a delight. Thank you. Pop foul, out of play left side. Now, hang on. And here's a second spoon.
Double spoon it, dude.
It's a double spoon situation for Adam and Clayton because mint chocolate chip ice cream was just delivered to the booth.
Yes, let's go.
It's a beautiful Sunday at the ballpark. 11-0 West Michigan. Zhuang offers. Down low. Clayton, you need anything? No, you're good? Okay. Two balls, two strikes. Luke Gold, a very short lead at first. And the pitch. Fouled away down the left side. Got your final line for you for a couple of the Lugnuts today. So the starting pitcher, Blaze Pontes, went 3 1/3 innings, 5 hits, 3 walks, hit a batter, gave up a homer, 7 runs, he struck out 1. Hunter Bro then 1/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 3 walks, 4 runs, 1 grand slam. The pitch. Jarvis takes it outside, and the count is full. Garrett Irvin, how about 1 1/3 innings? 1 hit, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. That's 4 great outs from Garrett to bridge to Zhuang. And a payoff pitch from Zhuang on its way. Lifted out to left center field. There's Saheed Valenzuela quickly into the alley. Makes the catch from left. Now back to first goes Gold. 2 outs. Patrick Lee is now the batter. So Campos' grand slam is going to grab a lot of the glances. And then folks are going to want to look at what Max Clark has done in the game, and that's an RBI double and a walk and a run scored. But it's Lee out of the 7-hole. He is 2-for-2 with a single, a 2-run homer, a walk, and 2 runs scored. Righty to righty. There it is. fouled back out of the screen. Batting average has jumped up to 229 after it was below 200 earlier in the series. They had the day off yesterday. 2 days ago, he was 2-for-4. RBI single. The pitch. That breaks in for a called strike. Good-looking curve. 0-2. And then it was Patrick Lee as the pinch runner who scored the game-tying run on Thursday on the Clark 2-out triple in the bottom of the ninth inning. Two-ton bat in hand. Gold at first. Two outs. 11-0 Caps. The pitch. Up and away. The man on deck, Danny Cerretti. 2-for-2 with a two-run single, a double, a walk. He scored two runs. Bottom part of the order is feasted. Set at the belt. The left leg kick in the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Hung on to by Khan. Chuang strikes at Lee with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. That closes the book on a scoreless sixth inning. And let's go to the seventh. No Statue of Liberty to be found, but Adam Jaxa right around the corner. Ice cream brightening his mood. Lugnuts down 11-0.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at lls.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
To the seventh inning we move. Lansing trailing 11-0, but I don't care because Minton chocolate chip ice cream was just delivered to the broadcast booth. Jesse, quick check. It is gone.
Ah, so mint.
Three big scoops of mint. All right, here's Aribe Alonjales. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Lugnuts count big today. A three-run second and eight-run fourth for West Michigan. Pitch home. That skips in front of the plate. Goes to the backstop. One ball, one strike. Jaden Hamm has come in since the fifth inning. Taking over for Austin Bergner, who went four innings, gave up three hits, no runs, seven strikeouts. 1-1. Line drive out to left field, and it's down for a base hit and heading towards the wall. Anjale sprints around first. He's into second. Stevenson gets it in. Extra base hit for A. Uribio Anjales. The third double today by the Nuts.
Can I tell you what just happened right before that pitch? Is the clouds are coming out in force. And it's getting thickly overcast and cooling down the afternoon.
Well, how about that?
So, you know, the Lugnuts, we talk about the bright ray of sunshine as they're looking for some light down by 11. Maybe you just need it to get a little bit cooler, like with some ice cream.
Well, sorry, Jesse. Danny Bautista Jr., he's been red hot today at the plate. Pitch home to him. Down low, ball one. A double in the first. And then a hustle double in the fourth. Can Lansing get on the board here? They are down 11-0. Nuts have only been shut out once this month. You got to go all the way back to July 2nd. They lost 5-0. Pitches outside. Two balls, no strikes. That was Fort Wayne in that split series. Lansing won it 2-1. And then won the second half in Fort Wayne 2-1. Picking up that series victory. 4 games out of 6. 2-0 pitch. That's down low. 3 balls, no strikes. Well, I feel like it's a good time, right after we got delivered ice cream, that we should give some love to our gal Kim, who is here every time we come to West Michigan. 3-0 pitch. That's outside, ball four. Bautista has reached for a fourth time. This coming on 4 pitches. The first two have reached in this seventh inning against Jaden Hamm, as the Nuts try and cut into this 11-0 deficit. We get a pitching visit before Luke Mann gets to the plate. Jesse, everywhere we go in the Midwest League, some spots do it different. Some spots, food is just delivered to the press box, like us in Lansing, and they lay it out for you. Other spots, you order it, like in Great Lakes, up in Midland, where we'll head in a couple of weeks, and here in West Michigan. And Kim has been here ever since I joined you in 2019, and she is the most hospitable and sweet human you will ever meet. She does whatever we ask.
Yes.
And we love her to death. And she was the one that, again, has brought us our meals pregame all week long and just found us some ice cream. So thanks so much to her and the West Michigan staff. The pitch, that's in there. Fastball strike one to Luke Mann.
The West Michigan broadcast crew said something that really stood out to me, and that is, when we come to town, we order not off the menu. And they really like that, because then they get to order not off the menu.
The 0-1. That's in there, strike two. You know, and remember the Titans, where they have the sign that says, Titans eat for free, and then they erase the for free, and it just says, Titans eat. It's kind of what Jesse and I do when we come to West Michigan. We just eat. The pitch, that's down low, 1-2. So we've had pizza, quesadillas, waffle fries this week, burgers, ice cream, lemonade, cookies.
The fruit has been awesome.
The fruit cups. 1-2 pitch. There's a line drive through the hole, right side, base hit. Around third, Angeles will stop there. Station to station, the first three have reached. And a little life for the Nuts here in the seventh with nobody out. The first time Lansing has loaded them up.
Because of the situation, you know, West Michigan leading by 11 runs, Jaden Hamm is meeting up some fastballs, and the Lugnuts batters are barreling. That's a 92-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle.
And Dan Rickaball, the longtime pitching coach, because of that, is going to come out, have a word with Jaden Hamm. Cameron Masterman is set to come up. 11-0, West Michigan leads. So, yeah, shout out to West Michigan, man. They take care of us when we come to town, as do all of the Midwest League affiliates. But sometimes it comes to the point, Jesse, where one of us is so needy that not only do we ask for a fruit cup, but we ask if they can only deliver strawberries. I won't name which of us is that needy because, well, I'd be hanging myself out to dry. But they deliver that too.
Yeah.
I mean, just great people.
We have a menu here. And when I say menu, I mean a handwritten note on a sheet of paper that on the back side it shows sweet bar charges, but on the front side, handwritten, all of the different choices for different quesadillas that they can make for us.
And they used to have a steak quesadilla, which I ordered the first or second day, and they don't have that anymore. So then Kim, who is so lovely, says, I'm so sorry, we don't have that, but here are all your other options, and there's plenty. Pitch home to Cam Masterman. Fastball in there, strike one. So big opportunity for the Nuts to get something back. Sit here in the top of the seventh. It's all West Michigan, 11-0. The Nuts trying to get something going here and get some momentum. Have anything left here. The pitch home. Masterman pops it up out of play. No balls, two strikes. We talked about it. Earlier this week, the last time Lansing has hit a grand slam, it was Arebio Amales, who's at third, against South Bend back on Cinco de Mayo Day. Pitch home. Check swing, he came around, and that's it for Masterman. So he's Saheed Valenzuela coming to the plate, first out in this seventh inning. Third strikeout for Masterman today. And the fourth strikeout now for Jaden Hamm. Doesn't seem quite right that Angeles would hit a grand slam on Cinco de Mayo Day. 5-4, that doesn't really match up. Pitch home. Valenzuela takes the breaking ball, outer edge. Shadow zone given, strike one.
If this was a closer game, I would say something like, the left fielder Seth Stevenson is playing very deep, and Saheed loves to just spray shallow line drives to left field.
You can still say that. Pitch home. That's down low. One ball, one strike. Stevenson playing so deep because he can cover so much ground. Base is loaded. Nutt's trying to get on the board. Down 11-0 in the seventh. Pitch. Line drive. One hopper to second. It's grabbed by McGonigal. Flips to second for Jarvis to first. Double play. And a huge fist pump from Jaden Hamm. And just like that, base is loaded. Nobody out. Lansing gets no runs. We'll stretch it out to the bottom of the seventh. All West Michigan.
I want you to imagine for a moment. You're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things, and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more. I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Back here for the bottom of the seventh inning. We're all stretched out. Lansing trailing 11-0 here at West Michigan. Chen Zhong Ao Zhuang is back out there to face Danny Soretti. Josh Crouch and Max Clark here. Righty-lefty matchup. Zhuang kicks and throws home. Breaking ball. That's a little bit low. Ball one. Chuang got his first strikeout, gave up his first base hit in that opening frame of work, but no runs. Pitch home. Lifted out to right center field, hit well. Lasko is sprinting back to his left towards the wall, and it bounces off the base of it. Soretti's around first, coasting into second. A double for Danny Soretti, his third hit today. Well, just kind of more of what we have seen today. From West Michigan, 11 runs, and now 10 hits. All in the part of an 11-0 lead on our way to a series split here in West Michigan, unless something drastically changes in the final two frames. Here's Josh Crouch, first pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Got a trivia question we're going to answer for you here in this seventh inning that we gave you back in the fourth. The pitch home. That's whistled back up towards sweet level. Strike two. Well, hello and welcome to the broadcast booth. Alon Goldberg-Strassler. He is here. Folks, I don't know if I should say what's on his head right now. The 0-2 pitch. swing, and that's flied back. You see, his wonderful mother, Christy, took him down to the Whitecaps store, and Alon is repping a slick, I should add, Whitecaps baseball hat. How about that? 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball is tapped foul first base side. I don't know if this is mom that he's got in him or dad, but he's got a little devilish side where he likes to root for the opposing team that the Lugnuts are playing every game. And he gets this little grin on his face every time we ask who he cheers for. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Josh Crouch chases that out of the zone. High fastball at 94 from Zhuang. One down. Second strikeout for Zhuang. So there you go. The young Goldberg Strassler cheering against the Nuts with a little wink and a nod from him. And right now he's happy to know the Whitecaps are up 11-0 here, bottom seven. Runner at second, one down, pitch home. Max Clark pops it up, third base side, foul territory. Man coming over, looks like he may have room. Reaches up, makes the catch. Angeles gets over to second base, or third base to cover. Won't need to, though. Zaretti stays put. Two outs. Okay, so back in that fourth inning, we asked you which A's catcher has the most 20 home run seasons, because Shea Bangalers, after he hit his 20th home run yesterday, now has his second. It has not been done much. Here's Seth Stevenson. Pitch home. Breaking ball. Inside corner. Good pitch. Strike one. This was a man that had a pretty good World Series, and in a stretch of World Series that were won three straight years in a row by the A's. The 0-1 pitch. That's up high. Wasn't there that series, Hares against the Squares, Reds, A's? Yeah, there was. And who won that? The Hares won that series. That would be the A's. Gene Tennis has the most 20-plus home run seasons as an A's catcher. The pitch. That's up high. Two balls and a strike. Gene Tennis, four seasons with 20 or more home runs. The most as an A, and right behind him, Shea Langeliers now in his second. With 20 home runs again this year. How about it? A's have the most home runs in Major League Baseball in July. The pitch. Breaking ball beautifully placed down the outer edge. And it is two balls, two strikes on Stevenson. 11-0 West Michigan. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Runner at second, two outs. Zhuang throws home. Swing and a miss. He blew it by him at 94. Challenged him middle. And the man from Taiwan wins the battle. Three strikeouts for Zhuang. We're through seven. All Whitecaps up 11-0.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, off to the eighth inning we go. Lansing trailing West Michigan 11-0 in the series finale. Nuts have won three this week. Whitecaps have won two. Looks like we are headed to a series split. But before that, Nuts will have a couple more chances. Cole Kahn, Jose Escorche, and Johnny Butler coming to the plate. Jaden Hamm's first pitch. Breaking ball in there, strike one. Khan today 0 for 2, strikeout and a flyout. Second pitch, down low. One ball, one strike. It's not been the day today for the Nuts. They do have three doubles in their five hits that they've collected. Pitch home. Line drive over towards second. Diving stop by McGonigal. From his knees, throws to first. Losing his glove and makes the play. Well, there you go. It's the first time we've seen McGonigal at second in this series. He's been playing shortstop. He made that look great right there. One down. So here comes Jose Escorche. You know, the Olympics just started in Paris. Righty-righty matchup, the pitch home. Breaking ball into Escorche, strike one. So that gave me an opportunity. I just wanted to look at all the sports that are going on in Paris, because there are sports that I haven't heard of. The pitch, breaking ball, that's in there, strike two. And there are a lot of these things. We got tennis, the pitch, down below. One ball, two strikes.
Trampoline.
Trampoline is on there, yes.
Sport climbing.
Volleyball, water polo, surfing. The pitch home. Swing and a miss, and a score chase down. Fifth strikeout for Jaden Hamm. That's now 12 strikeouts of the Lugnuts today between him and Bergner. Now here comes Johnny Butler, 11-0. Jesse, what is rhythmic gymnastics?
Oh, that's where, can you picture the ribbon? That's when you use the ribbon, you go around. It's very artistic.
Oh, like old school. The pitch home. Check swing from Butler. It's outside. Did he offer? No, he did not.
Yes, it's exactly like old school.
There's handball, hockey, football. That's soccer. Cycling track. The pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike.
That's at the cyclodrome. Cycling track is really cool.
There's cycling mountain bike. Look at how much cycling there is. Pitch, 2-1. So we've got cycling BMX freestyle, cycling BMX racing, cycling mountain bike, cycling road, cycling track. Pitch home. That's flied back. Ride bikes, people.
So first you cycle and then you recycle.
How about the canoe sprint? Nice. The recycle. I just got that. Yeah, that's good. What is breaking, Jesse? You know what breaking is? Not breaking news, just breaking.
Well, I know what Breaking Bad is.
Yeah. Breaking, it doesn't usually result in good. The pitch, twisted in on the hands of Butler, flied foul, first base side.
Is it break dancing?
Maybe.
Or is it when the surf breaks? When the waves break over the...
The pitch home. Breaking ball is whacked up in the air, left side. Stevenson giving chase, loses his cap, and that bounces off the wall and runs out to left. Johnny Butler is around second. He looks, he's headed to third. Stevenson picks it up, throws to third late. A triple for Johnny Butler. The 34th triple, which leads the Midwest League for the Nuts. And Butler with a big time launch out to left field. Boy, he looked like he was riding a cycle right there with how quick he got around the bases. Oh, they got 3-on-3 basketball, too. That's fun. Here's Ryan Lasko. Pitch home. That's outside. Ball one. 11-0 Whitecaps. Stop eight.
Wait, is athletics listed? How is that possible?
Yeah, athletics is listed. What is that, like a track and field day? Badminton? Artistic swimming? Righty-righty, here's the pitch home. Launched up into the blue sky. Back on it is Stevenson, underneath of it, now runs in, loses his cap again, makes the catch, and that is the third and final out. So, folks, there's plenty to choose from on any of these Olympic sports. I didn't even get to half of them, but happy Olympic season from Paris. Here, 11-0 to West Michigan.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, to the bottom of the eighth, we roll on. Lansing is getting beat 11-0 here. It's been going on since the fourth inning. They gave up 8 runs there, 3 runs in the second. Chen Zhong, Ao Zhuang is out there to try and wrap this one up in the eighth, and Lansing will have their last at-bats, we presume, in the ninth, again, barring something crazy. Kevin McGonigal leads off the eighth. Here's the first pitch home. Line drive out to right, base hit. Good day for McGonigal, 2 walks, and now his 3rd hit of the week. Leadoff man is on a hot day here in West Michigan, just after 4 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. 85 degrees, mostly cloudy skies up there. Really, here comes the guy that blew this game open, Roberto Campos. A grand slam out to left. He went off of the scoreboard, his 7th home run. Righty, righty, the pitch home. Breaking ball is foul, third base side, strike one. Well, let's go to the fishbowl, Jesse. It's time. Jesse's got a son on his lap, so he's a little preoccupied, but I'm still going to go to the fishbowl here.
Yeah, I've got my headset back on. We got this.
The pitch, swing and a miss. Oh, this is fun. You think we should ask Alon on this, too?
All right, what's the question? We'll find out.
Oh, my gosh. Is this perfect or what? Goodness, it is remarkable how this works out. I'm fired up now. I'm going to make you wait. The 0-2 pitch. It's just low and outside. I swear to you, I'm not making this up. Favorite minor league mascots. You know somebody that knows a lot about minor league mascots? The young 4-year-old sitting on his dad's lap right now. 1-2 pitch. Outside. Rumor has it that in the house in Lansing, Alon Goldberg Strassler has a whole wall of mascots. Dude is obsessed in the best way possible. 2-2 pitch. It's fly foul. So, Jesse, favorite yes. minor league mascots. What do you got?
Gonna need some help. Can you name your favorite minor league mascot? What
Alon pondering right now. He's taking down some grapes, so hold tight. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball is inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Roberto Campos. 11-0, Whitecaps leading at the bottom of the eighth. So we're talking minor league mascots.
Slugger from the Portland Sea Dogs.
Oh.
Outstanding.
What a response. Okay.
How about you?
I mean, I'm biased, but Big Lug is my dude.
Oh, I figured that we were already saying absolutely Big Lug and everybody else, but you're right.
3-2. This is launched out to left center field, hit well, but the park will hold it. Last go over to his right. The center fielder backs up on the track, makes the catch. One down. What do you got, Jesse? Got anybody that sticks out? I feel like I got to look this up, see my options here.
Well, just thinking about the rest of the Midwest League. I can tell you who it's not. But I really do like Fang in Wisconsin.
Here's Luke Gold, the pitch. This is on the ground, first base side, grabbed by Bautista Jr. Throws to second to Anales, back to first. Bautista Jr. loses his footing. The ball goes off of the cement slab down there and ricochets back into play. Luke Gold stays put on the fielder's choice. Two outs. Yeah, Fang is a good one. He's athletic. I'm going to be honest, man. I love the snapper for Beloit.
Oh, yeah.
They are now the Skycarp.
Snappy.
Oh, all right. Clayton has popped into this. The Kannapolis Intimidators. Is that their new name?
Well, Boomer. The Cannonballers.
Okay, why does it say Intimidators? What is that? What's going on there?
Because, see, Kannapolis Intimidators' new name, when they were changing their name to the Cannonballers, but it's all based around Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, that was their old name. Okay,
yes.
We've got a pitching change, by the way. So Dylan Hall is coming in here to try and get the final out in this eighth inning. That'll do it for Zhuang. Yeah, I like the Kannapolis. That's a good one.
Alonzo just wanted to share that he watched Kannapolis play yesterday.
Really?
Against the Charleston River Dogs.
Who won?
They played a doubleheader and they split it. Let me also add that if you're from Lansing, Michigan, there's an obvious answer. And the obvious answer is not Big Lug, it's Ratchet, whom everybody is asking for to return.
Yes. Very excited out there. T-shirts being tossed. What about up in Las Vegas?
The Aviators.
Spruce and Aviator?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, they look fun.
Well, for the Spruce Goose. So everything is based around Howard Hughes in Las Vegas when they rebranded. And so the Aviator himself was Howard Hughes. So the Aviator, and then Spruce for the Spruce Goose.
So there you go, some great mascots, but obviously our favorite, Big Lug,
yes.
The River Dragon, since 1996. Scales buildings. Seriously, though, he does.
In Montgomery, Alabama, they had Big Mo, the Montgomery version of Big Lug. Instead of River Dragon, more elephant-shaped.
Is he a biscuit?
No, that's Monty the Biscuit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How?
Like Luggy the Lugnut.
How dare I? Here's the pitch home. Dylan Hall misses outside. One ball, no strikes. Can't believe I could be that naive to not know who Big Mo is. Really need to sort out my priorities. Righty lefty. Hall throws home. And that's outside.
Adam, I got another one for you. This mascot is now obsolete because the Sugarland Skeeters changed their name to the Sugarland Space Cowboys, but I love the Skeeters mascot, Swatson.
2-0 pitch. This is Swatson out to center field, but Lasko is there to his left, and he makes the catch, and that is it for the eighth inning. So nice job. Dylan Hall gets the final out. Zhuang gets the nuts. Through the last few innings, it is still all West Michigan 11-0. Last chance for the Nuts when we return in the series finale. Jesse Goldberg-Trasser takes you the rest of the way.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun. But know your limits and the limits of your guests. have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's time for the ninth inning. The West Michigan Whitecaps 11, the Lansing Lugnuts nothing. You know, these teams in the majority of the innings have not scored. No runs for either team in the first inning. Lugnuts didn't score in the second. No runs for either team in the third inning. Lugnuts didn't score in the fourth. No runs for either team in the fifth inning, the sixth inning, the seventh inning, or the eighth inning. But the Lugnuts are down 11 to nothing because the Whitecaps scored 3 runs in the second and then 8 runs in the fourth inning. And here we are, 11 nothing. Max Alba has come on. The right-hander for West Michigan at 6'5", 215 pounds. Jaden Hamm went 4 scoreless innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. After Austin Bergner's 4 scoreless. On the pitch from Alba, low ball 1-8, Rebiel Angeles.
Trivia question. Who has the most maxes on their roster in all of minor league baseball?
I think the West Michigan Whitecaps have maximum maxes. 1-0. Down low and away. I would be curious to see anyone who came close to topping them.
Max no. effort from the Whitecaps.
Yeah. I think they've hit the quota. 2-0. Adelaide takes a fastball for a called strike on the inside corner at 92. Second time that we're seeing Alba in this series. A 3.79 ERA. It's his 28th appearance of the year for the Caps.
Lines.
Throws. Low. 3 balls and a strike on Anales, who doubled his last time up, and he's 1-for-3. Pitch on its way. Outside corner. Strike 2 called. Fastball. Powder Blues today, the Caps. Payoff, swing and a miss, struck him out. Fastball down and away. Thirteenth strikeout for Whitecaps pitchers. Here's Danny Bautista Jr. Looking ahead this coming week, we've got Margaritaville on Thursday and of course like Thirsty Thursday. We also have Fiesta Locos on Saturday. We've got a Lansing Locos bobblehead giveaway. Danny Bautista Jr. takes a called strike 1. 1 out, top of the ninth, nobody on. Lugnuts down 11-0. Whitecaps are 2 outs away from a series split. The pitch. That is high. Ball and a strike on Danny. 2-for-2 today with 2 doubles and a walk. Twice he was stranded at second. Trying to avoid a shutout. All but kicks and throws. Outside corner, strike 2 called. Adam, we've got time for another fishbowl, if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, let's do this.
Why don't you get in there and pick one?
Clayton, why don't you choose one here? 1-2 from Alba. Bautista Jr. grounds it. Fair ball beyond the third baseman's already. That's into the left field corner. It's more extra bases for Danny. Digging for second, touching the base, and stopping right there with his third double of the ball game. Danny Bautista Jr., 4 times he's been on, 4 times he has touched second. First Lugnut all year with a 3-double game, 1 double shy of the team record for most doubles in a game. Adam, our fishbowl question, as chosen out by Clayton, what makes for a good hotel on these baseball road trips?
Well, of course, great company. That's the first one.
Yes. Adam does not snore. It's great. Here's Luke Mann batting left. Hits it in the air out to left field, right down the line. Long run, Stevenson. It baits foul. Untouched, left of the stripe, strike one. Yeah, thanks for being a great roommate.
Yeah, man.
We are not on the road for this series in terms of it's a road trip, but Adam and I have been commuting. I would also argue good restaurant options around the hotel.
This is a hot take. I know I wrote this one. I need a fridge and a microwave.
Yes.
In my hotel room.
So I work out at the hotel. Adam drives elsewhere for a good workout. I need a good workout facility. Man swings, fouls it back to our left. There it comes up into the sweet level. 0-2 on man. I would like the hotel to have a free continental breakfast buffet.
I like that. Also, if we're going 80-grade scale here, it is an 80-grade if the hotel is within about a half mile or so from the park.
Allow us to walk to and from. 0-2. Man drives it out to center field. Campos backs up, reels it in. And back to second base, Batista Jr. Two outs.
And the final thing for me, Jesse, if the hotel doesn't have wooden corners on the end of the beds for your knees to get hammered by, shout out 4 points in East Lake, Ohio. Still gets me every single time.
I want no bed bugs. Here's Cameron Masterman. Two outs in the top of the ninth, down 11-0. He takes a fastball for a called strike.
No bed bugs. That's kind of a reach, isn't it?
I would like it to be a reach. I'd like that to be something that is actually a given. We don't have to worry about it. Whitecaps are two strikes away from an 11-0 win. All but throws. Low. Ball one.
Guy's asking for too much here. Oh, here's another one, Jesse.
Yes.
They've got tea options in the hotel room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They had that out in Beloit. That was beautiful.
Good air conditioning that is not too loud but works well. Break even. Outside. I would like good working wireless internet.
Constant fan. You gotta have the constant fan. Listen, people that sleep in complete silence, I just don't understand it. Never will, never have.
Do Adam and I sound high maintenance?
Nah.
2-1, it's a hitter's pitch. And Masterman swings right through the fastball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at second. Number 2 at home plate against number 20 for West Michigan. The finale of the series, Sunday afternoon, Nuts down by 11. The pitch. Masterman fouls it off at home. He is looking to avoid wearing the golden sombrero. 0-3. Three swinging strikeouts for the Louisville Slugger. White batting gloves. Tapping the bat on his right shoulder. Max Alba lets it fly. Swing and a miss. Struck him out, and this ball game is over. Whitecaps beat the Lugnuts 11-0. Adam, no need to wait. No need to take a break. We're heading into the postgame show right now. 3 in the second, 8 in the fourth inning. That's your scoring in the game. Lugnuts fall in defeat by 11 runs, and this series is split.
Yeah, it's. We talked about it when it was happening there in that in fourth inning. It's just a really frustrating feeling because Lansing played so well through the week. They let one slip away on Thursday, but just weren't in these games on Saturday and Sunday. It's the same thing that happened the first time these two teams got together. And instead of winning this series after they had two chances, they end with a split and a playoff chase. And this is going to sting heading into the off day tomorrow.
So take that off day. Everybody rest up, relax. We'll see you in Lansing, Michigan starting on Tuesday. Lugnuts and the Dayton Dragons. Go to MILB.com/Lansing. Tuesday we'll start things off with a Copa game. And a wins. I believe Tuesday is going to be at 7.05 p.m. And then Wednesday is going to be an early game, a skip work day before off we head. 7.05 p.m. Thursday, 7.05 p.m. Friday, 7.05 p.m. Saturday, 1.05 p.m. on Sunday. Friday and Saturday, laugh you fireworks. And Saturday as well, the Locos Bobblehead Giveaway. Any final thoughts here today?
Yeah, I mean, it's just this is a tough one today for the Nuts. A tough weekend. You really felt good about their chances to win this series with the way they played all week, and it just didn't happen yesterday or today. So you can't look back on anything. You move forward, take your off day, and hopefully the Nuts come ready to play. Massive series coming up next week against Dayton.
Yes, sir. No runs, 7 hits, no errors. 6 left on for the Lugnuts, falling to 14-16, 46-49 for the year. 11 runs, 11 hits, no errors. 7 left on for the Whitecaps. 15-14 they improve, 46-49 for the year. And 2 hours and 32 minutes in front of a crowd of 5,675. LMCU Ballpark was pretty packed this entire time that the Lugnuts were here in town. And we hope to see you at Jackson Field. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Again, your final. The Whitecaps 11, the Lugnuts nothing. Take care, have a terrific rest of your weekend, and go Nuts!